Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and this past week I was at a half-day retreat with one of my companies that I do consulting work with. While my section was time, boundaries, and managing our energy so we can create peak performance that is in flow, it doesn't feel like forced. What I want to touch on today is what the owner of the company talked about. He is the leader of a large and influential real estate group in DC and what we call out here the DMV, which is basically DC, the surrounding Maryland and Northern Virginia area. Here's the thing. He believes, and he's proven this over and over again, himself and with his team, that when we focus on our life and build a solid foundation around what we want our life to be, the business part of that will just support it. So his team retreat was almost exclusively about life planning for next year. He has some thoughtful journaling prompt questions that I want to share with you today. Also, real quick, if you're running for a pen to jot down these questions, you can always sign up to get these episodes in your inbox. The email always comes with the hyperlinks I refer to in the podcast, and you can just subscribe at katiejeffcoat.com/happiness. So here are the four questions he walked his team through. One, who are you? This was a journaling prompt where we had to sit and write who we think we are. And then he asks, was part of your answer, where did you come from? And if not, make that a subsection to this question. Like growing up, what did that look like? How has that influenced who you are now? And then the second question was, are you okay? And after this journaling prompt, he invited everyone to take a big drink of water and four relaxing, cleansing deep breaths, signaling that we are okay with our basic needs. Third, who do you want to become? This is aspirational. What characteristics do we want to lean into and embody on a deeper level? And how do you become the person you want to be? This is the kicker, right? What do I need to do now to achieve the outcomes I desire? Everyone will have a different set of ideals and actions to get there. And this is the beauty of creating a life that is a solid foundation for the goals we desire to achieve. Perhaps boundaries are something you want to focus on to achieve and embody the person you want to be. Perhaps it's slowing down, whatever is right for you. I want to share this with you because so much of what we want begins with how we live. So I invite you to consider these prompts in some of your reflection. And as always, kindness is contagious. So go out there and sprinkle that kindness. It's just the beginning, and you can be part of the ripple effect that brings more kindness into the world we live in.